Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Woo! And we have as our moderator, Tiffany, or our question master.
The
Was
question
that it?
master.
Question master? I don't know.
Hey,
Yeah, Tiffany. Yeah, we'll just have, sorry, she's not moderator. She's a question master. It's fine.
she is going to. So, everybody ask her your questions. I'll say mine first, I
Yeah,
think.
go ahead.
So, you guys, I actually got asked this week. So Claudia now knows. And maybe that was confusing to some others too. There is a thing I do where I have you ask questions ahead of time. This one you ask the questions live. So please do jump in on whatever live stream you're on and open it into its full capacity. Not just in the stream, but in its full capacity. Ask your question there. But you do it by putting Tiffany in capital letters. You might put question master or princess in the clouds because, she seems to come from the ethers. And give her a fancy princess name. Give her a fancy butterfly name. I don't know. Give her a fun name and call.
Ever suits you, whatever. Hit. What's that word? What's that saying? Whatever something you're fancy, whatever fits your fancy, whatever is it fits your fancy?
That might be it. Yeah.
It just
Tickles. Tickles.
tickles your fancy. Okay, there we go. Yeah.
All right. So now you guys know. Ask your questions. For some reason, my Facebook page does not bring the questions through. Julia's does. Dolores Cannon page
Mine
does.
works. Come
My
on over.
page does. Mine, for some reason, is protesting. So you'll have to go to my YouTube page. Please go to my YouTube page and ask your questions over there. View it from that site. And with that, you guys, I'll hand over Julia with her requests. She's got big requests for all of you.
Come on in. Come on in. Tell us where you're from. That is very important. You're shining. You're part of the grid when you do that. That's really, really important. You're sending your beautiful vibrations out there. And one, yeah, you're shining up the grid and letting everybody else know where you are. And that's really, really important for all of us to know that we are not alone and that we are everywhere. So you may feel like you're all alone out there, but you are not. You are exactly where you need to be and where you chose to be. But I want you to know there's company. So tell us where you're from.
That's right. We want to know. We're nosy like that.
Yeah, we get a high off of it too. That's the other thing. It's like, I love to see where you're all
Exactly.
from.
You know, what's really fun is the editing software that I have. One of the pictures is the globe and all like these little strings to different pictures of people. And I always think of this request. We want to know where you're from. And I've put it in some of my videos, but the globe turns and it just shows all these thousands of little pictures and stuff
Yeah,
up
that's how
everywhere.
I see it when we're naming off all the places. I'm seeing bing, 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 and it's
Yeah.
like that. It's just all over.
It's very fun.
And
I
there's
enjoy it.
lines and there are all kinds of things happening there. Who says
Well,
the grid is like this? I mean, it probably is that.
we've got this grid. I love it. Very good. Very good. Are we? Oh, we'll give you guys a little bit more time to put your where am I from in there.
Feel an energy update coming on.
We need some fancy
Yeah,
background
we
music though.
do.
I
Yeah.
did. I crammed for the test just a few minutes before I locked on. I just realized I didn't even look to see if the pillows were in place again because the puppy came in and just rearranged my whole room today, so that was funny. And I'm so used to just coming in and sitting down, I got to start getting into the revamp the room before I do that. So, from the eclipse that we experienced last week, that solar eclipse, it's my understanding that the Libra season, this is going to be the push of the Libra season, that it's going to be changes are afoot for everybody. You're going to be seeing what you're ready to evolve, what you're ready to let go of, what you're ready to change. You're going to start questioning things on a deeper level, be ready to reprogram old constructs, old belief systems. You're going to start opening that door, not be so rigid with everything. And you're going to start looking at yourself in the mirror. And when I heard her say, we're going to be looking at ourselves in the mirror, I don't get that whole just looking at yourself in a physical mirror and just reflecting on your day or whatever. The mirror is everything that is around you that is happening to you.
Yeah.
So, or for you, sorry. Everything that
Right.
is happening
Everything
for
is happening,
you, everything
period.
that's happening that's drawing your attention, that is your mirror. And where do you see yourself in that mirror? That's the idea of seeing yourself in the mirror. And then there's going to be like this push in the Libra season for ascension, for your ascension process. So I would say maybe be on board with being a little uncomfortable until you're ready to step
Yes.
in.
Yeah, exactly. So,
So,
some people say, "Oh, ascension, yay, let's go. It's going to be so
yeah.
fun." And it's like, it can be uncomfortable. This
Yeah.
growth stuff isn't always yay.
It's not.
Not, and it's easier if you will go with that. I mean, if you go like this, like, oh no, then you're resisting it, and then you have other issues that will come with it. You're still going to go. You're still going to go through it. It just when you resist, you make it a little more trying. It can be even more than what it was going to be. So,
Yeah.
but it's not necessarily. Some people think they're not ascending because it's uncomfortable, and I want you to know that is not the truth.
It's
That
a
is not
sign
how
that
it
you
is.
are. Yeah.
No, it's. Yeah,
Yeah.
usually some of your, and I don't want to put this out there like this is how it has to be. I mean, you choose how you want to do it, but sometimes some of your most trying times can be what gets you right through it, gets pushes you, finally does it. You overcome that, or you find you do that piece of growth. It's like, and that shroom, that got you through. So we may it probably won't be comfortable. But if you can allow it and flow with it, it'll be easier. It may not necessarily be easy, but
Yeah.
again, I want you to have whatever path you choose and whatever reality you want for yourself. So I'm open to it being nice and flowy and easy.
I had something happen today that might be an example of this. So the high school that my kids went to, I'm not a big fan of it. My kids had a hard time with some of the staff there and all the things. And I apparently, and I'm still on the emailer. And so I got an email today, and the first thing I thought is, why am I getting emails from these guys? And it brought up all the, and this is what we're talking about. It's going to show up for you. I shouldn't have not have been on their emailer. I know I unsubscribed. So it's like, here comes this email. I'm still on it. And I'm looking at that, and it brought up all the feelings of all the struggles we had just getting through the system. And in my head, I heard that happen for you. And I went, oh. So I kind of let go of the angst around it. And then they said, now appreciate it. And I went, oh,
Thank you. So I have
thank
to
you
thank
for
it,
doing the
really.
part that you
Yeah.
did to help my kids become who they're gonna be, blah, blah, blah. And it just all shifted and went away. So that is a little example of what we're talking about. Like I could have ignored that little thought in my head that popped in, and that's how it comes in. It's a thought that pops in. And it was spirit tapping me on the shoulder, going, hey, this happened for you. That happened for them. Appreciate it. And that's the trick. And I'll tell people, love the situation. They're telling me to appreciate it. And it's like,
Ah, yeah, exactly. I'll have it through clenched teeth.
all the things they put us through, what? And it all shifted. So pay attention to those things. When you feel yourself getting into a little reaction or whatever, pause for a second and be like, how is it happening for me? Like literally when that popped in my head, I almost got mad at myself for the thought. It's like, no, don't do this to me right now. I just want to be mad at that. So yeah, and Julia and I will tell you all the time, we are very human. We go through these human experiences right there with you guys. But this is what this show is about, is we're sharing this stuff so that we can all feel normal in this process because we're all going through these things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We are all spiritual beings in human bodies having the human experience and in its full force. But at the same time, we're on this path of awakening and remembering who we are. And that's where the conflict comes in. So it's like, I'm a spiritual being. I shouldn't act this way. And if we can take that should out,
Yeah.
it's like, we're having these experiences and we're learning and we're growing. And our goal is to maybe recognize the situations earlier. Just take the should out. There is no should. It's happening at whatever pace it happens. We're learning and growing at our pace. And that's where a lot of times I'll make games out of things. It's like if I start recognizing a pattern or like something like that, oh, this is coming up. It's like it's triggering something, and it's maybe something I am working on. And this works a lot with anger too. It's recognize it. My goal is to recognize it sooner so I can work through it and let it go faster, you know. And then after a while, it gets to where it's like instantaneous. As soon as it's coming in, it's just flowing right on through because you recognize it immediately, and it's just, oh yeah, that's what that is. Okay, thank you very much. Bye. It's just gone. And that's a game. That's when we know, okay, I've learned this one. I'm progressed through this. I understand what, you know, I was wanting to learn from it, and now I can go. Like you were doing, it's like it all shifted. As soon as you thanked it and you did what you needed to with it, what you wanted to with it, and you learned what you wanted to. But
And
always, these
I'll
things are
tell
showing
you,
us things.
right. And if that would have happened when I was in the middle of going through some of the stuff we went through, I don't think I could have gotten there. But now that
True.
it's complete and we're beyond that, and now I'm more receptive to look back and understand it. And I have more clarity looking back and understanding, okay, this actually worked out in our favor, blah, blah, blah. So
Yeah, it was actually good.
it turned out okay, and we actually were ahead of everybody else. It was, yeah, there was there's a big story with it, but yeah, it turned out okay, and we ended up in a good place, better place than most people during COVID. So it worked out.
Yeah.
We were getting set up to be in a better place, so it was good. Anyway,
Absolutely. We don't see it from that side. So when it's done, you can see, oh, that's what's in that situation that I had, that was like the end of the world for me, you know, when it was all done, it was years later that I finally could see, oh, that's what it was all about. Then it's like, oh, okay, well, I get it now. But in the middle of it, no, I'm kicking and screaming and everything I could to resist it and go back and, you know, please let me get my life back.
And here we are looking back, going, oh, yeah, if I could tell that part of me to not be in so much
Yeah, cool
resistance.
it. It's okay.
Good things have coming. Even like the dark night of the soul stuff, if this version of me could go talk to that version of me, and just whisper, hey, it's all going to turn out okay. So then I know going forward when I bump into difficult times, I think about how I would want to go back and tell that version of me, blah, blah, blah. So there's a future version of me that would want to do that right now when I'm going through whatever. And so I think about those things. There's going to be a future
Yeah.
version of me that's going to be like, man, if only I could have whispered in her ear, it's going to be okay.
But you probably did. The fact that you're thinking about it, I think that makes it, that's what was just coming in, is because you are now thinking about it, you're probably doing it. It may not have been done at that time, but you're probably doing it now. So that's
I
shifting.
flipped the timelines. Should we bring in
I think we should.
the location master?
Yes.
Okay. Where's
Be sure to
everybody
put your
from?
questions in if you have any questions.
We have Seattle, Oregon, New York, Israel, California, New Mexico, Australia, Boston, Minnesota, San Francisco, Florida, Los Angeles, Idaho, Nova Scotia, Nebraska, Ohio, Alabama, Michigan, Connecticut, some more Australia, Colorado, Georgia, Missouri, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, another
Wow.
Australia, Vermont, Tennessee, Sedona,
Sedona. Very
Seattle,
cool. Was there something else too?
Texas,
Texas, there you go.
get that Texas in there.
Arkansas,
Ooh, okay.
Illinois,
You guys hurry up and get in there. She's still reading them.
Washington, Philippines, New Zealand,
Philippines. Wow. Okay. Now we're getting.
New
I love this.
Jersey.
See you guys. See, we're here and we're everywhere. We're all over
Yes,
the
you are
place.
all in our living room.
Yeah.
And we're in yours. I love it. Let's visit. Let's talk about it. So we were talking a little bit ago that I had a family member that had passed over, and I just thought it'd be nice to remind people that we can ask them for signs that they're okay. And you know, and it can be really hard on us when our loved ones are transitioning. And so I had on my dad's side of the family, one of my aunts passed away in the middle of the night last night. So this morning on my work Facebook page, I don't really have family members on there. And I was telling Julia that her profile popped up as somebody you might know that you can request friendships. And I just smiled and went, thank you. You know, it's like she's letting us know that she's okay. And I just wanted to put that out there because I know that we are going through some difficult times and some losses. And you know, I've heard of a lot of people experiencing some loss lately. And just to remind you guys, ask them to show you they're okay. Ask them to give you signs. You'll know what those signs are. If you're thinking of them, they're probably close by you. If they just pop in your mind and you're thinking about them all of a sudden, that's usually a good sign that they're around you, letting you know they're okay. So, but anyways, that started because Julia's nose was going off the
It
charts.
was,
You know how she rubs her nose when something's happening. She I'm talking to
And
her
she's like,
parents.
okay, who's here? And I'm like, I don't know. And then I said, who is it? And I heard mom. It just said mom. So, okay.
But it made me think of all of that because usually that's her sign that somebody from the other side is
Yeah, it's this. All these
close
parts of my face itch.
Yeah.
And
So
I was gonna say, mom let me know. It was a few days. It was 2, 3 days tops after she passed. I had a dream, and she was telling me in a dream how she was okay. I mean, it was
yeah.
through. It took me a minute to figure out what was being said, but I understood. Yeah, she's okay. But it was. They will let you know in some way. She was letting me know her from her perspective the experience.
Yeah.
But
Well,
oh,
in
I'm fine.
QHHT sessions, you know, we go into the past lives and go into alternate realities after life realities, and it really can shift how you feel about leaving these bodies, this earth. If you haven't had one done and that's curiosity of yours, that would be a good session to do. You'd be able to experience some things that, in a very safe way, that would maybe help you with that. But yeah, definitely. And you guys, sometimes these guys are pranksters and they will do things, move things around in the house or tilt. One of the things I noticed that they have a lot of fun doing is tilting the picture frames in your home. So the ones that like these ones hanging on the wall here, they will
Yeah.
tilt it.
That's it. I thought it was vibrations in the house doing that. You mean
Your mom and dad are both like, let's see how long it
I'm
takes
so
to make you out an
OCD, I can't
earthquake.
handle it. It has to be straight.
Well, most people are like that. It'll drive them nuts. Yeah. To just sit there and see this thing just slightly off kilter. Yeah, they'll do that. They'll move things slightly and you'll be like, why does that keep ending up over there? So they can do some things like that. They play with your hair. And it tickles, you get that tickle and you want to scratch your head. That one is very common. They'll let you know they're around by just kind of tickling your hair. So if you, I'll be talking to somebody and I'll just keep ending up doing this, and I'm so distracted and then I'm like, oh, you have a loved one here. They're playing with my hair. That's why I can't leave it alone. So anyways, you guys, if you have questions, please jump in, ask us some. We might have some in there by now, but I know that I'm looking over here and I'm seeing a lot of you talking about loved ones that you have on the other side. Ask them for signs. You know, I know there's a grieving process, but after that, start having some fun with them and have them show you some things. Play some music for you, do certain things. Sometimes you get things right away, and sometimes, you know, it takes it. If you're looking for it, you probably won't find it. It's just going to be one of those things that pops up.
It just happens.
But
Yeah. I was
yeah.
just saying, now why? Then because you said music. That's why. That's why. Remember when we were at the Barry Manilow concert and I was like, Mom is so here. She would have loved this so much, and really felt her presence there because she was probably dancing on the stage with him, you
Oh
know,
yeah,
singing.
singing with him. She was singing with him. She's probably pushing him away from the microphone and give it to
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, the my experience with loved ones that are coming in to give messages and stuff is that usually they'll touch on the things that are a little more serious, but they want to get to the fun stuff. They want to make us laugh. They want to put us in a joyful state. And so what I want to say to you guys is, when you think of your loved ones that are no longer here in the physical, think of the fun things that you did with them. Think of the things that make you laugh. Don't think of their last day. Don't think of what took them off the planet. Don't think of an illness or anything like that. Think of the funny things they did and the things that you enjoyed with them, the fondest memories you can think of. That just lights them up. So if you want to send them love, just think of the beautiful days, the good days.
Yeah,
And
that's really cool.
yeah, and you might have had some bad days with them. Don't sit there and dwell on that. They don't want to. They're ready to let that all go. So don't do that either. Just be in the joy of the fun stuff. And for the ones that you love that are still here, go do a lot of fun things with them. Yeah. Okay. Let's check in
Nice.
with Tiffany and see, do we have any questions?
Sure.
Sure.
I guess we'll see if you guys know what this means because I don't, and I didn't have time to follow up. But this is from Donna, her radiant grace, Princess Tiffany of all enchanted realms.
My goodness.
Has Julia or Tracy experienced an OBE? OBE? It's in
Oh,
all capital letters.
yeah, out of body experience is what
Ah,
that
thank you.
means.
I mean, not in the form of like a near-death experience, but an out-of-body experience, like astral traveling, or
Yeah, or when you have a session, you go out of body.
yeah, I was gonna say all the time.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
Yeah.
anytime you're shifting. But yeah, when you go in, when you have a session, you're in another time period, another dimension. You have left this one. I mean, we're of an evolution now that we are aware of both. So it might feel like we're still in this one, but actually you're in the other one. So in that way, otherwise out of body. You know, it kind of depends on what your definition is and what you're thinking, but it's in mine, it's like whenever our awareness leaves the physical body. And actually, you know, every time we go to sleep at night, we're leaving our soul is leaving the body, so we're having an out-of-body experience,
Yeah.
technically.
Yeah. I was thinking of one example. It was right after we had gone to Kauai and I moved over to see some friends in Maui. And I've told you guys about this, but I went to bed one of the nights. I had a dream. And when I came out of that, the part that I remembered was there was this veil. And I was on one side of it, and I could see the shadow images of a couple other people behind the veil. And they said, "You can stay here with us." And I knew that there was some really important people that I really loved on the other side of that veil. But if you do that, this is what that will, the ripple effect of that, basically. And they're showing me what would go on with my boys? What would life look like if I weren't in it? And what I came here to do. And then all of a sudden there was like this total awareness of how short the life was. Like
And we think it's so
even if you
long
live
over
a
here.
hundred
Yeah.
years, it was like, oh, this, I get it. This is just this little piece, you know, and of course, I came back to I'm here, but it was such an interesting thing that when I woke up, I was like, this is like what people talk about with the near-death
I
experience.
would
It's
say it sounds like a
there you
near-death
go.
experience.
And
Yeah.
the friends I was staying with were thanking me for staying. They were like, well, thank you for not going. You were staying at our house. But it was interesting like a whole lot of things changed for me in the sense of what I thought I wanted, what seemed important to me, maybe. You know, it's like pursuing this or that. It's like, I mean, that's part of a human experience, but it's not necessarily why I'm here. And like my drive for that kind of dissipated and became more in the moment and what is happening and what's going on now. And it was really interesting to go through that. So I'm going to throw that into the out of body experience pool. And it really helped me to shift my perspective of what was important for me to go after as far as my goals in life.
And maybe that's why it happened. Maybe you needed that to maybe you were at a crossroads or something at that point. So you needed that perspective to know what to do.
Yeah, I imagined so. I can't remember what all was going through my head at that time, but you know, I mean, we had a great time in Kauai, and like I think that was the trip that could have been the flyer to why would you go to Hawaii, like horseback riding, luau's, snorkeling, whatever you could think of. We probably found a way to do it. And so it was an extraordinary trip. Maybe I just thought, I've experienced it all. I don't need to be here
Why am
anymore.
I still
I'm
here? Yeah, I've
adults.
done it.
Oh,
They're like, oh, here's why.
that's right. I got a job to do. But it wasn't even like that. It's not even like there's a job to do. It's just the importance of even just being here to hold the space for humanity right now. So, yeah. So, anyway, got anything like that?
No, not that I can recall. I love that. I know I've no, I just as far as like, we go to other places when it feels like lucid dreaming. Well, when we are lucid dreaming, I feel like we're somewhere else, and because now you're involved with it. And so that's to me where we're actually having an occurrence like that. When I go to some of the dream states are just so real. I feel like that those are because we talked about those before, they're visitations or you're actually at a place or something like that. So those you're out of your body when you do those things. You're
Yeah.
not. And that's this close. And then the session because I am so I can feel that other person. I know that person. I know their thoughts. I know all that environment. So I'm in that body. So I'm out of this body, I'm in another body. And
Yeah.
then I have been where in one of my sessions, I was just out in the cosmos. I've had several of those, but this one, it was like I was the cosmos. It was really interesting. It was like, and I just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And I had no sense of a limitation to my like a body or anything like that. It just kept getting expanding, expanding. And we got to the higher self, and it was like, what was that? And it's like, well, I wanted to see how big it big is. Kind of thing is how big is big? Well, we'll show you. This is how
It's
big
pretty
you can be.
infinite. Yeah.
Infinite, exactly. And so see, that was a whole different, but I had consciousness, but I had no sense of a being of me. I definitely didn't have a body. And
Wow.
so it wasn't in this body. I was having this experience of expansiveness. And so that was really cool because it's kind of like when you're saying it's like how short everything, that was just like it's showing us how unlimited we are. Just
Yeah.
everywhere.
Yeah. One of the things I wanted to bring up today, just briefly, is also to remind everybody that we are creating our own reality. Oh, somebody's
I
here again.
know, man,
Somebody's here again. Is there a
gosh.
message?
We'll just keep talking, maybe.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm not sensing one, but
But
gosh,
it came
somebody
up when I started talking about this, and this is usually your area to speak on. But I had an experience where I said something, and then somebody else was like, "Oh, well, what about this and this and this interfering with that?" And da da da. And I'm like, and I had the thought that you say, "Well, that's not
not
how
my
do you,
world.
that's not my world," and it just made me realize again, like, if there's something in your world that that is interrupting your process of what you would like to create, like ascension, look at why that there, that's there. And then we go back to look at this yourself in that mirror. What's blocking you? Because we really are creating these realities, and what we see around us really is showing us what we're creating. And so, not to take some of that personally, because you may not like some of what you're seeing, but there's sometimes it doesn't mean what you think it does either. So it's kind of like a dream. When you wake up from a dream and you're looking it up and you're like, oh, I got attacked by or wrapped up by a snake. And then you go look that up in a dream book and it says your Kundalini energy is ready to expand. And you're thinking you're going to die by a snake bite. It may not mean what you think it does. Ask questions. Why is this showing up? What?
And I love what you're saying, and something big is coming in. So somebody's dealing with something and they're afraid to talk about it, but it's like limitations in some way. They're feeling so limited, and I think that's why we've been touching on some of these different topics that we're touching on. It's like there are no limitations. You're the one that's creating your reality. I love all, and it's like let it go. It's only your perception. It's only you are the one
Your
creating it so that
filter,
you can overcome it. Whatever the thought is, whatever the perception is, you are doing this to learn from it. So know that you are not limited. I mean, this is so loud and so it's like, that you've got to know you are not limited at all. You, and it's not like overcoming it. It's not like I have to run distances or do anything. It's just a matter of shifting some thoughts. Just shifting a few thoughts in your mind and everything will change. You have to know that there are no limitations. There's only what you put in your own way and around yourself. So shift those thoughts. You are, and they just got, you're limitless, limitless, limitless. I can't say it that many times. Limitless. They're like yelling.
Anything
So
is possible.
yes, absolutely. You've got to know that you can do this. So stop limiting. Oh, now they're getting forced. Stop limiting yourself. I don't know who this goes to, but somebody.
Probably
Okay.
to a lot of us, really. I
But
can think of
there's
things I do to
probably,
limit
but there's
myself.
one person that
One
they're
person.
really.
Lay it in. So sorry, we got some notes going on over
I know, and I don't see it
here.
all, so I don't know what it means. Maybe it'll come in our post show.
Unlimited.
Oh, unlimited, wicked. That's what I was saying, wicked. Yes, exactly. That's why I think I love that song so much. Absolutely love that
I
song.
ended up watching that show like a couple of times, the version that's on
Yeah, and
Netflix
that's only the first half of it.
or Prime. It's like, hurry up, let's get the rest of it. But so yes, you are creating your own reality. Look at the mirrors around you. They may not mean what you think they do, so don't be afraid of them. Sometimes they're just little subtle things. Sometimes, it just really is, can be simple, just like a dream, giving you symbols, giving you metaphors, what just showing you your belief systems in your face that are holding you back. And you can just start claiming that it's not in your world.
Not in your world, and you can speak. You're afraid to speak. Speak. You can speak. Like just this, start stating your truth, stating your shift in perspective. God, man, this is so powerful. They're saying you are power. You have power. Speak your truth. Speak your power.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, question master. I think we're ready for another one if you have one ready for us.
Oh, you didn't want me to sing for you again?
No, we
Yes,
do.
please sing. I was just thinking that, wasn't
Oh,
that
I want
pretty that she was singing for us?
you to. No, that's as far as I know on that song. Sorry, I can't help you out anymore.
Oh.
This question statement is from Danielle. Terrific, Tiffany. I asked for a sign that I should sign up for QHHT school online and saw the goddess Isis in a dream. What do you think that means? P.S. I'm signing up in a few days. Yay.
So whatever it means.
Here, I'm going to do something silly like ISIS, that's four letters. QHHT, that's four letters. There's your sign. No.
They're kind of repeating letters too, so
I
yeah.
was
And what
thinking.
it, I guess it'd be like, what does ISIS mean to you?
Good question. But How exciting, and thank you for joining this beautiful family of QHHT. So many lovely souls as practitioners, and just jumping on that bandwagon. If you have never had a session, go to qhhtofficial.com. We have interns, practitioners. You just put in your location, it'll tell you who's in your area. You can go to another area if you want to. You can fly to a destination. We got people all over the world.
All over
You
the
want to go
world.
sit on some beaches and maybe throw a session in there? We got places like that. So, just saying. Or if you want to come see what rain is like in Oregon, actually, it's been really beautiful here, but I'm in Oregon. So, we really do encourage that you go check that out and have an experience. Like we were saying, if you want something that kind of takes you through a lifetime or takes you into an out-of-body experience. So many people are going into the out-of-body experiences, going into alternate realities, and just being energy. Like that happens a lot.
Osmosis.
Yeah. You're asking them, so what are you? I don't know. I'm just
Don't know. I
energy. I
just keep
don't
getting
have a
bigger and
body.
bigger
I'm
and bigger.
floating. Yeah, they just I can do anything. And it's I'll tell you what, to be in that experience, you can't tell somebody what that's like. You got to experience it. So just gonna throw that out there. But yeah. So welcome to QHH team. For those of you, even if you are a practitioner, if you've never had a session, please go find someone to have a session with. It's quite an experience. And I know that sounds funny to say if you're a practitioner, go have a session. But
You really want to know what it feels like.
when I first took the QHHT course, there wasn't anybody around me to have a session with. And so I think I actually did sessions for 2 years before I actually finally got my own session. And of course that's a game changer. So, now I'm understanding where they're at when I'm reading this part and what's happening when I'm doing this piece and da da da. So, and I had been hypnotized before in other modalities are just hypnosis. So I did know that piece at least, but this
Go
journey,
beyond, yeah.
yeah, this journey that you go on in QHHT, I highly recommend sessions with that.
Well, while we're on that, a great another way, you can find a practitioner, see if you can, get one there, or if you are a practitioner, just go, I mean, we have our companion classes, and that's another great way to get a session, because one day of that class, you're trading sessions with others.
Yeah.
So you will definitely get a session. You will get one and you will do one.
Yeah. So for the one that just is going to sign up, that would be an amazing way for you to get some practice and ask some questions, get some
Yeah,
really good
because those are
guidance.
live, and then we have them all over the world, and they pop up all the time. So we're starting to get some in the US now. We just started it. We just booked a couple of them, just put them up. So, but they're all over the world. So wherever you are, you can probably find one somewhere.
Yeah. I
And
love it. Let's make her say more words like that.
Yeah,
That's why.
limitless and travelable.
Is that even a word?
It is now
It is now. It's in the Julia Dictionary, travelable. Neither one
travelable.
us are gonna say it.
Travel.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Okay, Miss Beautiful Question Master Butterfly Princess in the Sky. That's right. We got to do the. Do we have any more questions?
This question is from Mary. Fabulous Fairy Queen Tiffany.
Well done.
Is it safe on a spiritual level to donate blood?
Think so.
Let's look at it. Why would it not be?
Well, I can see this idea of you're sharing your DNA, like when they talk about organ transplants and stuff, that people will take on the personality of that
Or they,
person.
yeah, they will sense it. They will
They'll
sense the
sense it,
person.
or yeah, do all of a sudden have cravings like that person used to have, or something like that. It's an interesting thing, so I'm just asking, how do you want us to answer
Well, and
that?
here's what I just got was there's the body and there's the soul. And this is the body. This is talking about the physical, the body.
Well,
Blood and organs, that's all having to do with the body.
yeah, what I got as an answer was if there's any concern at all, just do a little prayer around it. Pray over the exchange and bless that to the person that is going to. So yeah, I think there's a little prayer ceremony that could go with that. And I mean, that kind of goes with anything. We do that over our food, we do that over our water, we do that over our homes. So why not? That would be a kind of a sacred exchange, I think. So yeah.
Well, it would be sacred. And that's like, I think that's when we have to. I mean, I'm just thinking, it's like when, if you're receiving blood or you're giving blood, it's something that's, it's very necessary at that point. It's like life-saving. So it's
Yeah,
very sacred.
very
And I
sacred.
think if we, and I believe anybody that receives that could probably see it that way. They'd be very thankful. They may not fully understand the point, but if they have any chance to really understand what's going on, they'll be very grateful to know that that blood saved their life. You know,
Yeah,
you have to have a certain amount of blood in your body. That's just the way it works.
you do. That's true. Yeah.
And that could have been what it was. I mean, you might have died if you had not gotten that. So it is very sacred, and it's a very, like, I love the thankfulness around it, thanking the other person. It's kind of like, giving thanks to the food, to the animal that gave its health, or the plants that gave its life, whatever gave of itself for our life. So yeah, I see that as, that works there.
Yeah.
But as far as the, if there was any kind of a spiritual or soul thing like that, it's like, no, they're saying separated. There's physical and there's soul,
Yeah,
spirit. So it's like
you've got your
those
soul or
don't,
your spirit,
right.
and then this is the vehicle that it's in. Yeah, I kind of get the same answer for that. That was a good question. It made us think. I like that. Yeah. That's
That's
interesting.
never had that question before.
No, but it certainly had its validity and was a good thinking question, which, that does make me think about any of those types of things. It would be good to do some sort of blessing or exchange
Yeah, that's a good
related to
reminder.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think by doing that, it again reminds us how that it is sacred. And so it's more of that. I mean, one, we're blessing it. It's not so much that that needs blessing. I think it's us. A lot of it's for ourselves to maybe get into alignment with it or something like that. I don't, I
Yeah,
know, I think on water,
the
they talk about with
energy.
water, we bless it to do these things. But man, what I'm getting is it's not so much that it didn't really need it. It's us. Don't you see that everything always comes back to us?
It does. I guess I'm thinking of like if somebody needs your blood, they're in like you said, a desperate place where this could save their
They're
lives.
depleted, yeah.
And if you're sending that blood with a blessing in it, or I just say prayer. I grew up with that Catholic background, so prayer is my word for it. But put a prayer over that for the person that's going to receive it. In my mind, that carries a beautiful frequency or vibration,
It
an
does, yeah.
intention with it. You know that this let this save somebody or help somebody.
And then on the
Even
receiving end, you do it. But see what it's doing? It's putting everything into alignment.
yeah. I brought in that whole Catholic thing, and I remember, in the Catholic religion, you have the body and the blood there. It is an exchange. It is a very sacred exchange, if you want it to be. And it can be a very mute exchange if you want it to be. And let's loop back to you create your own reality. I like that idea of the sacred,
I do
ceremonial
too.
thing. It feels good to me. And so hopefully that conversation helped you with the answer. But yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought me. I was in intensive care. I would give people a lot of blood, we did that. We had a lot of fluids, a lot of different things. I never thought back then I didn't have this understanding, to think like that. But wouldn't that be cool if everybody that handled these products were
Yeah.
thinking in a different way about them? I mean, I didn't think in a bad way. It was just, this person needs this. It was like they need fluid, they need blood, they need plasma, they need these different things, and we're giving it to them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then is it, Am I saying this wrong? Hashimoto, the one that did the experiments with the water and all the feelings
Right.
that
I
went
think
into
so.
it,
I think so.
and the different formations that the water would take. Well, keep that in mind. You know, if we're sending this with beautiful intentions of healing and strength, then it's going to carry that frequency.
It's not Hashimoto. That's a disease.
Oh.
It is
Okay, somebody's
something
going to
else.
pop it in
Yeah,
the
please pop it in. It's
chat.
not Hashimoto.
Yeah. I'm going to try.
The mom's here going, no.
You
She met him.
got it wrong. Dr. Masaru Emoto? I'm going to say it wrong no matter which way I do it.
Okay, now I gotta look it up. Roll on our phones here.
Water was a blueprint for reality. It's Masaru Emoto.
Emoto. Yeah, Emoto.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just
Yeah,
had the
Dr.
first
Emoto. That's what everybody just called him that. They didn't say the name.
Thank you, Carol. She put it in there for
Oh, so you were close. Hashimoto. I see where you got the moto.
Moto
Okay.
came from that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got the wrong first piece, but that's okay because all the prayers can get rid of the hashi. Oh my goodness.
Anything
He saved me. She's probably going to go,
okay,
oh, here I am.
please. Come quick, Tiff, save us with the question.
So this one kind of is going on the same lines, but yeah, this is from Maria. Is it better to greet people without shaking their hands? Should we stay away from touching people?
No, touch. We are social beings and we love touch. Touch is very healing. It's very necessary. And if you didn't know that, I mean, that's one thing I really, I mean, there's a lot of things about the COVID situation that carried out that I didn't like, but that was one of the greatest ones is that people were afraid to touch after that. And it's like, we
Yeah.
weren't afraid before. And it's like, no, we are physical beings. We like touch. You know, and I remember that was one of my favorite things was when, I mean, I never stopped hugging my daughter, but I wasn't seeing her as much. And I remember that when I went and saw her before we made our trip to Florida and we all got together and I hugged her. And it was just like, I had no idea how much I was starving for that connection until we hugged. I was like, oh, yes. And so
Yeah.
somehow through all that, we got, if there's some conditioning happening and you shouldn't touch, you shouldn't, it's not okay. It was just that. And it's like, but again, it's up to you and what you want. But I know we are social beings and that touch is very, very crucial. I mean, through my nursing practice, not even all the other stuff I had afterwards, we were taught how healing touch is. So you
Yeah.
have, we need this. It's very comforting when somebody touches you and if they just hold your hand, all kinds of feelings and energy is transmitted at that point. You know, when you touch someone with a very positive vibrations, you know, you can pick up beautiful things and you're sending beautiful things. So
Yeah.
that's what I get. It's like, absolutely, you touch. It's okay to touch.
Agreed. So, yeah, I was trying to think if there would be examples of anything, but I know that like when we would go see my grandma in the living assisted living facility that we did, I took another friend of mine with me and we did a Reiki session on her. And you know, she didn't say much to us other than okay, yeah, because she had never had anything like that before, so she didn't know what to expect, but she enjoyed it. She called mom later and she goes, I just didn't know how much I missed touch because we were placing our hands. I know some people raise their hands above, but we were putting our hands on her and just running some energy and you know, just kind of light hand holding there with her and it was all about the touch that she had missed it so much. They just don't. And think about that too. If you have older people around you that maybe they've lost their spouse or something, or maybe they're living alone, they might could use a good hug, a good touch, a conversation. You know, they're isolated sometimes, and especially even though they're in those assisted places with a whole bunch of other people,
Yeah,
they can
it's not
still
the same.
be pretty isolated in there. So, yeah.
Yeah, you said something really important about holding the hand. That conveys so much. Just holding someone's hand.
Yeah.
It's
I
an
used to always
interesting.
do that when I would do Reiki sessions. When I was working on the arm and I'd work my way down, I'd always take their hand. And when I was running the energy into their hand, I would just give them a light squeeze, and I would always get a little light squeeze back. It was just kind of like an "I love you," and then you get it back. And it's like, yeah. So, and it's not. It was always just so gentle. It was just this little gesture, and it everyone always responded so positively to just that little gesture of just a light squeeze on the hand. I think handshaking is, where that is a very powerful thing for us in humanity, because that is used so much in meeting and greeting each other, and just our hands are very big communicators of energy. So, yeah. Okay, good question.
Very
Another
good.
good one.
Yes. Yeah,
So,
don't be afraid to touch people. I mean, what you feel comfortable with, so always let that be your guide. Don't be overly touching and stuff, because then they'll pick up on that too, but you take cues off of other people. But to say, "Oh, I can't touch you," it's not, I mean, no. I mean, now if you feel like there's something there, I mean, it's like there's something. I've been looking to that. Why is it that I have a something about touching someone that made it's a you thing? Okay, it's not a universal at all. We are physical beings that want and need to touch.
I agree. I think we might have time for another question if we have one. So let's call on the cloud goddess and see if she has anything for us. I think we're gonna have to, like, oh, here she comes.
What does it mean if you keep seeing a person's name and repeating numbers when thinking about someone?
You already know the answer to that. Sorry. I mean, really? Really? I mean, I'm not making fun, nothing like that, but actually, you're just wanting confirmation. Okay, I'm talking to you directly. You're wanting confirmation for what you already know. Yes. You're thinking about someone and you're seeing their name and you're seeing repeating numbers. That's because repeating numbers are help their guidance. That's your guidance team talking to you, letting you know, hey, yeah, or showing that's just there's this thing saying, hey, yeah, things are okay, your path is clear, or we're behind you. It's all these positive things, everything is fine. And then what was it? I'm thinking about them and then their name keeps popping up.
Well, I think it's, yeah, something like that. Like their name keeps popping up, and then they start thinking about
They're
them, and they
thinking.
get these numbers that go with it. So, yeah, very. I mean, without more context to that, like what is the relationship with that person and that kind of thing? We don't know who this is to you, but what does that person mean to you? What is it? What did you learn from that person? That would be a question I would ask. What did you learn from that person, if they're not in
That's a
contact
really
with you
good
anymore?
point. Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes that will happen, where somebody will pop into my mind that I'm not gonna contact again. It's like that person probably wasn't the best person in my life, or maybe things didn't end very well, and so it wouldn't be like I'm going to reach out to that person, but it might be that there's something there that's happening in your life that you learned this lesson already with this person, or so there's messages there, and those numbers might be helping you to figure out what are the messages. So I always say, go look them up, go look up the angel numbers, or however, maybe numerology, whatever resonates for you, and look that up. And that might be, I'm saying this as the clock says 555, so there's change. There's something changing in it, and this is something that's showing you that change. So there's definitely something to that particular person, what that relationship was, what are you doing right now? Are you still in contact with that person, or is that person mirroring to you something that you're complete with, and maybe you did another cycle and you need to see you're complete with this.
Yeah, or what do they represent?
Like, why am I doing this again? I did that with this person and now it's happening again. That
Mm-hmm.
is your sign
Yeah, exactly.
that you need to start looking at that cycle because you're the common denominator in it. So,
Right.
yeah, they're
Yeah.
doing exactly what they're supposed to do for you to get your lesson or what you wanted to learn. Maybe
Yeah.
not call it a lesson, but what
Right.
you wanted
It's
to learn.
what did you want to learn so you could grow?
Exactly. I
Very
think
good. I
if
like that.
you,
I really like that perspective.
yeah, we got 1 minute. 1 minute on the clock.
1 minute. Okay. Everything QHHT, go to QHHTofficial.com if you want to become a practitioner. And we have a sale going on right now, so this is a great time to go ahead and get that. If you want to have a session, go to find a practitioner and look in the area that you're willing to travel to. And it could be in your immediate area or wherever you want to go and see who are the practitioners there. Or if you like just so enamored with Tracy and like, I want to come see Tracy, then you can find her on there and you can go through that process. But that's how, you know, that's how you do it. You just go through and do your due diligence, see who resonates with you. Look in their eyes on their photo and just who resonates with me, who's the right person for me. And they have bios, they have all their information on there, so you can get more information there. So if you want to become a practitioner, if you want to have a session, our retreats, we're getting really close to having our area, you know, solidified for our next retreat. So we'll let you know on that. But when we do, it will be on there as well.
I think
That's it. All right.
that's it. All right, you guys. We'll see you next week. Thank you,
Oh,
Tiffany.
thank you, Tiff.
Thank you, Julia. Thank
Oh,
you,
you're
Alex.
welcome. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, everybody. Love you.
Bye,
Thank you all for
everyone.
being here. Bye.